When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your
country. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What's up?
It's fucking Wednesday, dude.
Yeah, it's Wednesday. We started a little early today.
Yeah, we did. Greg texted us earlier and was like, hey, man. Well, actually, he texted us yesterday. He said he's not going to be able to make it.
Yeah.
Because last night he got home really late. Tonight he's getting home really late. And I said, all right, man, that's fine. That's fine. And
yeah,
since
and
I'm
both
off
of,
today.
Both of us didn't work today.
Yeah, I'm off. You're off. And I'm like, I texted you earlier and was like, you want to do this like earlier before dinner, you know, or like around dinner? That way we can just be done earlier. So
So we did.
Yeah, why not, dude? It's kind of nice, dude. Came over here. You guys were cooking dinner. The wife and kids actually came over because it was early enough that they could come over and visit. So I kind of miss. I miss, you know, starting around 6-7 o'clock was always kind of fun, dude. You know what I mean? But I do like the evenings. I know some people hate it. I you know, it's mandatory right now.
Yeah, it's not. Not really an option.
There
it's
is
lack
no
of options.
Option. It's a lack of option. For now. Right.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Anyways, happy Wednesday. It is that day, is that hump day. And if you're listening to this, right? It's technically probably Thursday for you.
Yeah, it's Thursday if you're listening to it. And if you're not part of Patreon. If you're on Patreon, you're watching this live right now.
In
this
word. Yeah, man.
So I mean, you're lost if you're not on Patreon.
Yeah. Absolutely. But yeah, we're here. Got some fun stuff to talk about, I think.
Yeah. Some fun stuff, some interesting stuff.
Yeah, I want to kind of start right away with, let's get this as kind of a quick one.
Okay.
It's kind of a quick one. The fucking, I don't know where this was at, dude. I'm not sure where this was at.
Which one?
The video of the woman.
Oh, my God.
Who rolls in a dead body to a bank.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it was in Brazil.
It was definitely some equator country. You know what I'm saying? Like, this was not in America. It's fucking wild, bro. This is wild to me. So what's it say? It's graphic. We should probably
Rio de Janeiro.
Okay. So we're Brazil here. So we'll start this off with obviously the little bit of a warning. Okay. This dude's dead. it's not graphic as far as like.
No, it's not graphic. It's just
he's dead.
He's not.
His soul has left the building.
Not with us anymore.
Yeah. He's up by that big old, what is the statue up on the hill in Brazil there? You know what I'm saying? Is that Jesus up there? I can't really remember what it was, to be honest with you. But anyways, this is at Brazil. This woman wheeled a dead man into the bank.
Yeah, he had apparently had passed away a few hours before this.
Because he looks fresh. I'm going to be very clear. He looks well washed and fresh. It's convincing, except for the fact that she's using him as a mannequin.
Yeah,
or, not a mannequin, but like a ventriloquist, where she's. You ever see that? What was that? What was that movie with the sniper? American Sniper.
With the sniper.
American Sniper? Was that it with Mark Wahlberg?
No.
Who was that?
That was...
What was Mark Wahlberg?
Mark Wahlberg.
Was it Mark Wahlberg?
He was the...
No, it wasn't Mark Wahlberg.
Shooter.
Yeah, it wasn't that one. Anyways, there's that scene. It's a famous scene where he's in the... I don't know what movie it's from, but he's... It might not have been Mark Wahlberg, but he has the baby. And it's clearly a doll. Like, it's not even, like, kind of real. It's a fucking doll. And he's acting the fuck out of this thing. He's like... You can see him moving his fingers to the arms.
Oh, yeah.
You know? That's what she's doing. She's like holding this man's wrist. He's got that limp wrist. Mm-hmm. Okay. He's got that orgasm face. I'm gonna give him that much, bro. This guy's face is, ugh! You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the final shot of a porn scene. You know what I'm saying? Mouth open, head back.
Well, in this
pale, in this freeze, you know what I'm saying? Freshly drained. Except this time he's not drained of fluid. He's drained of life. You know what I'm saying? He's a goner. But she rolls him in. And she's actually holding his wrist with one hand. And yes. With the other hand, she's moving
holding his head up.
Skull grabbing him.
Yeah.
And moving his head back and forth. And she's trying to, like, she's blowing in his face to try. Oh, he's fine. She puts a pen in his hand.
Yeah.
Let's watch this shit, bro. Oh, my.
Okay.
Oh, bro. You know what's crazy is his mouth actually does, like, it doesn't move, but like when she moves his head, it kind of.
But you can hold her grasping like the back of his
head. Oh, yeah. And she's trying to put the pen in his hand, bro.
Yeah, so what she's doing right now.
Oh my
is God. She rolled him into this bank because she's trying to use him to sign off on a loan for her.
Yep.
And he had died and she tried using him anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, she is a perfect opportunity. Like to co-sign for
how,
her.
I don't know how the people in this place aren't like, what the fuck?
I'm trying to look at it from a standpoint of me being that person. Okay, and here's what I would say. Would you really, in your wildest dreams, think that somebody would actually... Here's the thing. He doesn't... He looks dead. I think he looks dead now that we know he's dead. Dude. But what I'm saying is he's a very fresh dead. Like, he hasn't discolored...
Yeah, but you'd be able to tell if he's fucking breathing.
Well, listen, you know, here's the thing. After, like, okay, I can get it for about a minute, you know? Like, man, this guy's really fucked up. This guy's a really fucked up dude. He's a vegetable.
But then, I think in the video, obviously they're speaking a different language, but like in that post, they were saying like a little bit into the video, the tellers were asking her if she needs to take him to the hospital.
Yeah.
And she actually talked to the guy. I was like, do we need to go to the hospital again?
And he goes,
oh, here, hold on to the pen. And like, last what breath. I just don't understand how if you're a person working at the bank, you're not like, hold the fucking
phone. I think they did. Because here's the thing.
Why even let it go on that long?
Well, so maybe to let the police get there. Try to look at it from a realistic. So what you notice is that's not CCTV camera. Okay. That's a cell phone. It looks to me like a cell phone, but it's not CCTV. It's not an overhead shot.
Officials have appeared to signal they are related, and they are said to be checking CCTV cameras inside outside the bank to see if Mr. Baggers was on her own or was alleged to come with us.
So scroll up real quick. Scroll up here. The woman wielding the bank, blah, blah, blah. She was arrested at the scene and told the police she was his niece as well as his caregiver. So what my point is she came in, maybe they knew something was wrong, and somebody started filming, and they were like,
check the cameras, make sure there's no one else that are like is in on this.
Check the cameras, call the police, make sure they have time to get there. Because obviously she scrams. Now, here's the thing. It's going to be hard to find a dead body. You know what I'm saying? She's in a wheelchair. But it's really pretty sad. I mean, the desperation
on fucked up.
It's pretty fucked up.
Man. And I don't even think that's desperation. I think it's you're fucked up enough in the head to think this is a good idea to take advantage of a situation.
Well, Brazil's rough, man. Okay, I'll say this. Like, there's Brazil's...
Or maybe, like, they were struggling or something, and, like, this loan was already prepared for him to sign, and then he died, like, well, if they were hours before.
If they were really struggling, I don't know that he would get a loan in the first place. Maybe he was doing well.
Maybe she was struggling.
She was probably,
and he was getting a, that's why she needed his signature. He was getting something for her, and then but he ended up dying beforehand. So she's like, we have to roll him in.
And we don't know. We can't clarify that it was a loan. We think it was.
Well, I think it said there. It
could have been that she was trying to pull money out of his bank and he needed to sign. You know what I'm saying? Like she was trying to take a large amount out, you know, of cash or something, possibly.
She's trying to get him to sign off on a loan with her name.
Damn, bro.
With his name.
Damn.
So he was like a co-signer.
And he died a few hours earlier.
Yeah.
Dude, this woman had this.
This is like, this brings Weekend of Bernie's to a whole nother level.
I mean, how like you knew that this was going to be the case, right? You planned for this because somebody doesn't die, especially if you're related. Somebody doesn't just die, and within hours, you're at a bank with that body. Hours of them taking their last breath, you're at a bank.
Unless he died in your custody.
I know, but I'm saying like you would be, I would think that you would be sad if you were really a caregiver, really a family member. Like the initial. I would think the initial thing would be like, oh my God, like, because he was like 68. He wasn't like, he's fucking 90.
Yeah.
And so I would think like emotions, this woman doesn't seem phased at all, bro.
Give a fuck.
She don't give a fuck. She wants that cash, bro. She wants that Brazilian cash, man. You know what I'm saying? And this man had it. He was her ticket to freedom. He was her ticket to freedom. And now she's in prison. It's wild, dude. You could have propped his head. You could have put a fucking yardstick behind his head, kept that sucker up. You know what I'm saying?
I just don't know what's going through a person's mind that thinks bringing a dead body into a bank.
Desperation. That's what it is. That's what it is, man. How bad does your life have to be to actually consider doing this? Because you're fucking with a dead body. Like that is, it's a crime. No, you wouldn't. But I'm saying
in any situation, I'm not wheeling a dead body into a bank to try to forge a loan.
Well, I didn't mean that you would really do it. I'm just saying, like, in what human nature, what position in life would you have to be to actually think that this is a good idea? That you're willing to do, especially if it's a family member, dude. Like, you have to be pretty fucking low. You have to be pretty low. Like, this bitch should be locked up forever, in my opinion. Like, it's weird.
Yeah.
And she's just acting like nothing, bro.
Would this count as elder abuse?
Abuse of a corpse, maybe.
For multiple different charges, probably.
Yeah.
Forgery, fraud, elder abuse.
Yeah.
What is that called when you're... There's a legal legal term for it when you fuck with dead bodies.
It's abuse of a corpse, right? I thought it was abuse of a corpse or something to that. And listen, it's also Brazil. So, like, are you going to get a fair trial? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Dude. Damn. That's wild. I saw that. And I mentioned it to you. And you're like, yeah, I saw that, dude. And
it's fucking crazy.
When I first seen it, I just kind of saw it and I scrolled right
through. How quick do you think somebody actually noticed? Like, if you had to bet on it, how long were they at the counter before someone was like, oh, this guy's dead?
I'd say, honestly, 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
Yeah, I think so.
That's a long time.
Well, here's the thing. That's
10 minutes to go by. That's a long time.
I understand that, but I'm trying to put myself
at a... Do you think he had, like, already... like his...
She probably cleaned him up, dude. A couple hours.
Like, the things had left the body?
Probably, yeah. I'm just trying to look at it from a standpoint of you're at work, right? The last thing you expect is a dead body. So you see a guy in a wheelchair come in with a woman.
Oh, yeah.
The last thing you're thinking of is that person's dead. Now, he rolls up. And I've seen some people. I'm sure a lot of you have. I've seen people that I have literally been like, if that person's not dead, they're like close to dying. You know what I'm saying? Like they're just very like old and not with reality.
Yeah.
And so I can imagine him coming in, his head's back, and he's, maybe there are people like that, right? But I think after a little bit, you could see her moving his head with her hand. I think that's the giveaway. She had to grab his wrist. She had to put the pin.
Big giveaway.
Dig, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, when you're saying, hey, grab the pen, you need to sign your name, and his hand goes,
hey. Yeah, she's like holding
his hand goes, bro, and he goes,
mm-hmm.
Oh, right, like, yeah. Come on.
I'm saying at that point, well, because she's signing paperwork, and I don't know much about banks, okay, but she's trying to sign this paperwork. I have a feeling that she went in there, she was like, we need to get a loan. And he's going to co-sign for me and they got the paperwork together and then it got to the point where there was that signing, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And, but I want to believe that they wouldn't have had him sign, actually officially sign anything, knowing that he hasn't said a word. Like, sir, do you approve of this? And he just...
This is why, the reasons like this is why the housing market's going to crash.
It's that loan bubbles, bro.
The bubble's going to burst because they're just giving fucking dead people money.
Yeah, I like this, man. Who said that? Ban. Dave, you mean our president? Yeah, that's literally, it's kind of close. Speaking of our president, by the way.
Yeah.
He had a couple
He had a couple bumbles.
A little bumble fumbles. Well, not really funny bumbles.
He's just, I feel like he's storytelling again.
Yeah, what was the one you were telling me about? Because I didn't actually watch that one.
So I don't know where he was.
It's new?
I think it's newer. It happened just the other day, I think. He was talking in front of some people or he was in Scranton in his hometown where he did like a little rally thing and like almost nobody showed up.
Okay. That's not shocking.
Not shocking.
Okay.
But then he's like on the tarmac or somewhere talking to reporters and he goes off on this tangent and tells a story about his grandpa.
Don't say it. Let's just hear it.
And
it's a weird story.
It's
right?
A weird story. And then after he says it, you're just left like, what?
Like, it makes no sense for the conversation that's happening. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
This guy's really trying. Though.
He's gone.
He's really trying.
So I'll play this real quick.
That mask is looking bad, dude.
He was an Army Air Corps before there was an Air Force. He flew single engine planes, reconnaissance flights over New Guinea.
We got it because he's so old that it's hard to hear. He says that he was in the armed guard before there's an air, or he was in the
Corps.
Yeah. Ambrose Finnegan.
His grandpa's name was Ambrose Finnegan, apparently.
Lies. Okay. All right. Okay.
Called him Uncle Bosey.
Uncle Bosey.
Uncle Bosey.
Lies. Okay. Keep going. This is a bunch of lies.
He was shot down. He was an Army Air Corps.
Army Air Corps.
He flew single engine planes, reconnaissance flights.
Single engine plane on reconnaissance missions.
Mm-hmm.
Over New Guinea.
Papua New Guinea.
Because someone couldn't make it.
He volunteered because someone couldn't make it.
That doesn't happen.
And he was shot down.
Someone could, can't show up today. Boss, can't show up to like do reconnaissance missions today. Can't do it. We'll have fucking Bozer come in.
Bozy?
Yeah, we'll have Bozy come in and do it. That's fine, bro. Take the day
Everything
off.
He just said sounded like a bad book. What was the guy's
name?
If you're
in the military and you're a fucking pilot, you're not just missing a day.
Well, I mean, this is the olden days. You know what I'm saying? Those single fucking engine planes.
You're
you know?
Definitely not missing a day.
Yeah, man. You probably lived on, yeah. I feel like you'd be on a base.
I feel like
he volunteered. Maybe the guy was sick, and he was just like, old Finnegan will do it. You know what I'm saying?
Finnegan.
Old Bosey. Mr. Bosey over here.
There were a lot of cannibals in the time. They never recovered his body, but the government went back when I went down there, and they checked and found some parts of the plane and the like.
Okay, and hold on.
But the government went back when I went down there. And
we
got to
rewind, bro. He was shot down over Guinea, okay,
mm-hmm.
Where all the cannibals are.
Yeah.
His body was never recovered. But God forbid when old Joe went back he said, you need to find my grandpa. Was it his grandpa? Is that what he said it was? Or is this just a dude?
It says it was his grandpa.
Okay, well, regardless. And they found pieces of a plane.
Mm-hmm.
That quick, he was there. He's like, you need to find my grandpa. And that day. They found his plane.
Apparently.
Right? Probably Malaysia.
I don't know when the fuck did he ever go to Papua New Guinea?
Probably on some vacation. Maybe he's working a deal out with his crackhead son. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he's confusing.
They have some kind of ritualistic relationship with the cannibals?
Maybe his son was said, Papa, give me more crack. And he's thinking it's Papua New Guinea. Papua New Guinea, more crack.
In the Guinea.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we'll finish this up, and then I want to do some like.
And what I was thinking when I was standing there was when Trump refused to go up to the memorial for veterans in Paris, and he said they're a bunch of suckers and losers.
What's that to do with anything?
I don't know.
When Trump went where and said they're a bunch of suckers and losers?
To the Veteran Memorial in Paris or whatever. And said they were a bunch of suckers and losers. That whole clip, remember?
Yeah,
he was taken out of context and then they like blew it up as this big story. So once again, he's saying false shit. Yeah. But then also when he was in New Guinea trying to find his papa's fucking body parts and found a plane.
Yeah.
That reminded him of Trump saying suckers and losers to veterans.
Papa was in the sewage. You know what I'm saying? He had been eaten. They pooped him out many, many decades ago. Okay. Wait, go back to that real quick, though. Real quick. You froze it on a perfect frame of his face, dude. Look at that. I'm pooping. He's got that lump on his lower... You see the jaw line there? He's got that ball.
Oh, yeah. His little jowl.
You know, it's just, you know, no one cares about this. And honestly, I bet you that even his most avid supporters don't believe this story. And I really don't know if it was actually his grandpa. I didn't catch that part. Uncle, grandpa. Finnegan?
Yeah.
That seems like a...
Biden claims that his grandpa...
Oh, that was from the post-millennial. Yeah, I mean, maybe that's true, but his grandpa. They never found him.
Ambrose Finnegan.
Why the name change? okay. Anyway, so there's that. There's that one story, but he's got another story, which I will clarify.
Hold on. I need to...
You're going to look this up?
I'm going to look to see
his relatives.
If there even is. We'll just go to Wikipedia.
I mean, it's not the most accurate, but. No, it just talks about his children, dude.
Relatives, Biden family.
Go to Joe Biden's grandpa. Just look up Joe Biden's grandpa. Finnegan. Look that shit up. I want to know if that's real. You're right. We should know. We should do the due diligence. You know what I'm saying? Oh, right here.
Oh, fact check, Newsweek.
Oh, God. I don't trust this. What does it say?
Was Joe Biden's grandfather an All-American football? Oh, he was an All-American football player, too.
Or was this a different grandpa? So, wait, was he All-American, then was eaten by cannibals? This is some Forrest Gump shit, bro. This is, like, literally Forrest Gump shit. What? I don't want Newsweek. What else do we got?
Well, what'd you
go
say?
To that one right in the middle where this you're one? On. Yeah, Biden is off on details in his uncle's World War II death. World War II? Single plane engines? I thought that...
Oops, can't be found.
Of course it can't. They took it down. Oh, my God. Wait, go back. Hold on. Go back.
What?
Go, two more down. Abraham Lincoln pardoned Joe Biden's great-great-grandfather. What the fuck, man? This is from the Smithsonian Magazine. Abraham Lincoln pardoned Joe Biden's great-great-grandfather, 160-year-old records reveal. Historian David J. Gurlman discovered the link between the two presidents while reviewing historic documents at the National Archives. Scroll down. I got to see this. We had not planned this. A historian at George Mason University discovered the connection between the two presidents in a 22-page document at the National Archives. So it says Biden's family tree has long been public knowledge, but until now, no one seems to have linked his great-great-grandfather, Moses J. Robinette.
I knew Robinette.
Where the hell's Finnegan? His great-great-grandfather was a Robinette, and then his great... Well, so it must be a different...
Different on the other side, is it like, maybe? Like his dad's grandpa? Or his dad's dad or his mom's dad?
Something. Or like his... Okay, anyways, it says until now... Okay, blah, 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 blah. 16th president. Okay, so revelation matters because they shed light on a new facet of the Biden family history. They also serve as a reminder just how many Civil War stories have yet to be told. So what did he do? In March 21st, 1864, toward the end of the Civil War, a scuffle broke out in the Union Army mess tent near Beverly Ford, Virginia. Two men, both civilian employees, were involved in the disturbance, Robinette and John J. Alexander. Always such great names, though. John J. Alexander's a great name. Alexander walked away from the fight with a knife wound. Robinette, meanwhile, was charged with attempted murder. That was so when he says he's going to take him behind the barn, he said, I'm going to take him behind the mess hall, 1864 style.
I'm going to Robinette you.
Yeah.
Give you the old 1-2 Robinette.
Like, there's no way that this guy's family's... I mean, maybe. They're corrupt and they're fucking... You know what I mean? But I'm not seeing the connection. I want to know... Look up Joe Biden Finnegan. I want to know if that's real, dude. Like, who is Finnegan? How is that in relationship? That's Moses J. Robinette.
Yeah, I know.
Grandpa Moses. Great-great-grandpa Moses. What in the world, man? I think Greg was saying something a while back how presidents have these connections with other presidents.
Yeah, he was. What was the other guy's name?
Finnegan. Look up Joe Biden Finnegan. Okay. I want to know if that's even a real thing. Because he just told a story about some Finnegan. There it is, Finnegan. Finnegan Biden. Who is Finnegan Biden? Joe and Jill Biden's granddaughter. Oh, they named... That's their granddaughter. They named Finnegan. So they must have named him.
Oh.
After...
Hold on.
Biden. What's that top line say? Finnegan is named after her great-grandmother, Catherine Eugene Finnegan Biden.
So, great-grandmother was married to somebody, a guy named Finnegan.
And he died in the war by cannibals.
By cannibals?
That's what I'm saying. Like, okay, first of all, there's no proof that he was ate by cannibals. And that's what I'm saying.
But they found a plane.
If you would have just said, my grandfather served in war and he died in war, his plane was never found, I'd be like, oh, okay.
Okay, so Joe Biden's mom, yeah. Catherine Eugenia. So Joe Biden's dad?
Finnegan is the second child of Hunter Biden. Oh, no, this is his granddaughter.
Yeah. She's
named after her great-grandmother,
Joe Biden's mom. What?
Wouldn't that make the other Finnegan his dad?
Yeah.
She has an older sister, Naomi Biden, and a younger sister. I don't even know. I don't even fucking know what's going on anymore. I feel like this whole family is a web of lies. A glass case of emotion. You remember that? That's what this is.
A glass case of emotion! Yeah, I don't understand that. Like, because
Joe Biden is very old. So he was born in, what, 1940s? So his... That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any
sense. His dad would have been old enough to probably... You're talking about the 20s, you know what I'm saying? Like, he wouldn't be around. Unless he remarried. And that wasn't his dad. I don't know, man. I don't get it.
Yeah, he was born in 42.
Yeah. But he said it was his grandfather. And I feel like if his grandfather was serving in war, that would have been like 1900. I feel like there wouldn't even be a fucking single engine plane. You know what I'm saying? Or like it would be like very early on.
Okay, so here's a Joe Biden, Jill Biden, Bo Biden, Hunter Biden, Naomi Christina Biden, Ashley Biden, Finnegan Biden, Naomi Biden, Catherine Eugenia Finnegan, and Joseph R. Biden Sr.
What a fucking shit show. Oh well, fuck it. I'm over it. This guy lies. He lies. The other story that we have, though, I don't want to get sucked on this because his family tree needs to be burned down, not talked about. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just shouldn't exist. It's a very corrupt family. The stories, the son, the shower shit with the, you know what I mean? Like, there's just two, that family's, it's like,
there's weird
cursed shit. In a way that the Kennedys are, except that they're not getting, you know, shot down by CIA. They're just sick. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just have a very sick family. That's what I think about. Anyways, the other one that he had was the children. And he actually talked about this in March because this is one of his running kind of like campaign things. But
he talked about like a kid.
Well, he was talking about how he's going through the Midwest, you know, and he's on his campaign trail or whatever, and he sees a giant Trump sign.
And traveling through the West.
You see a giant, and he's really slow. He's so slow because we actually, before we were setting this up, we were looking at it and we're like, okay, we found another one because the sound
tells
like,
the same story.
He tells the same story. And this was in March. So it's, you know, relatively close, but then he talks about how it's Trump's fault, you know, but he was saying that there's a giant Trump sign that says F Joe Biden on it. And then he talks about the 7 or 8 year old kid who's got his middle finger up, dude.
Yeah.
Let's play it real quick. Listen how slow he sounds, though. This is new. Listen how slow he sounds.
I never thought I'd see a time when I'm
The audio is weird on this video. Yeah. Too,
a neighborhood or a rural town in the West or Senate and see big signs that have a Trump sign in the middle that says F Biden and having a little kid standing with his middle finger, 7 years old, 8 years old. Well, I promise it happens all the time.
I wouldn't admit
it's
that.
It's not who we are.
It is kind of.
I've never thought I'd see a sign when I'm
going. I kind of love it. I kind of love the fact that like some 7-year-old, 8-year-old kid can just be like, fuck that guy. And he, you know, if that was another country, that kid might be beheaded. You know?
Yeah.
I'm just saying you can't talk shit about your government in a lot of countries.
It's true.
And so, listen, I'm not condoning. I would be very pissed off at my kids, and they wouldn't if they ever used the middle finger on any adult, right? Mm-hmm. That's just, it's not appropriate.
Yeah.
However, I'm not their parent, and I would say that's freedom, baby. You know what I mean? You know, if their parent, you know, like, I don't condone it. I think it looks tacky. I think it's, you know, and listen, it's tough to say because of Joe Biden. It's tough to say because it's Joe Biden. We all know how bad this guy is, but I've always had the, you know, the idea in general that, like, I respect the presidency.
Mm.
Okay. I dislike Barack Obama. I think Barack Obama was a terrible president, a terrible person in a lot of ways. I think he droned a lot of people. I mean, there's a list, right? We already know.
Yeah.
But, you know, if he showed up somewhere, I would not disrespect the man. And I think that's the thing with Trump. You know, I think where people got lost, like, you can dislike the man, you can hate everything about him, but that guy, whether you love it or hate it, he's running this country. And so, like, with Joe Biden, I hate the man. I really do. I hate's a strong word, but that guy has ruined Americans. I think he's ruined culture. And I really just, I despise him. I should say more than most, but, unfortunately he's at the helm, kind of. It could be somebody else. You never know here. But I don't want this country to fall apart. Okay. I'm rooting for him to get the job done well enough that we're not going to be fucked for 20 fucking years.
For sure.
Now with him, if he showed up at a cafe and I was in there eating with my family, if he came up to me, would I shake his hand? I would not shake that man's hand. I think he's so corrupt and so bad. You know, other presidents, you don't get to meet a president every day. And I don't know if I'd have much to say to Barack Obama. I'd shake his hand. I don't give a fuck about that. Take a picture and be like, yeah, I met that fucking idiot. You know what I mean? I went and saw Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton.
Oh, yeah.
What's funny is I found the ticket stuff for that.
Oh, did you?
I did. I'll have to bring a show sometime. We should fucking frame that
shit. Yeah, just put it up.
They did a thing in Longview. Year I was in middle school, and
go to Longview?
Well, you know, Democrat. You know, I don't know. Maybe because Portland was very Democratic, and Longview was more red. But maybe they were doing some campaign thing. I don't remember what middle school. I would have been 96, 97, whatever. You know what? Think of presidency at the time. But anyways, I remember the school was like, the president and the first lady are here.
Mm-hmm.
I think actually Cheney might have been there. But anyways, they were like, we're all going. The whole school went. Because where they were doing the thing, we had the middle school, and then the high school was right next door.
Yeah.
And then it was the lake, the lake there. And I'm sure Ban's been there. He knows kind of the area. But we all got out of school with our class, and we went and watched this. It was at the lake, and there was, you know, a fair amount of people. Obviously, the school showed up, you know, so they got a couple extra 100 people.
Yeah.
But I remember at the time, obviously, zero political cares. I didn't know shit about Bill. I knew that he got his dick sucked. I knew that. I knew about the blue dress. We all made fun of that shit.
Guy's not bad.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, hey, the man likes to get his dick sucked. I'm cool with that. He plays saxophone, and he gets his dick sucked.
Does he play saxophone?
He does play the saxophone. Yeah, he does.
I didn't know that.
That was one of the things when he was becoming president. And this, I just vaguely remember. I remember him playing the saxophone, and people were like, this guy's cool. Because in the 90s, saxophone was kind of cool. You know, like every band had a saxophone. Like, my dad told me when I was a kid, he's like, you play a saxophone, bro. Every band needs a saxophone. that's how dated this shit is. But regardless, I remember him playing the saxophone, and I remember people my age, and I remember people were like, oh, he seems so, like, hip and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, he plays the saxophone. Mm. He's, you know, he's down with the jazz.
Okay.
But regardless, they showed up. We went. We watched it. I remember that. I remember, you know, being a nice day. I remember Hillary. I remember Bill. And I found the stub that we all got. We had to, you know, get wristbands to get into this sealed off area. And I don't remember shit that they said, you know, I didn't give a shit. I don't remember shit that they were talking about or what kind of rhetoric they were saying or any of that crap. I went and saw Kerry. What's his name? Kerry, when he was running for president.
John Kerry.
I went and watched him in Tacoma. And I went by myself. And I was just like, oh, there's a presidential candidate. And this is before I was affiliated with either or, to be honest with you. But I remember just going, I'm like, yeah, there's an opportunity. I'm going to go. I don't know who this, I don't really know him. I knew he was like a quote unquote war veteran or whatever. But I just went. I don't know why I went. I went by myself. And I just watched it and I left halfway through. I was like, this guy sucks. He was so boring.
John Kerry or Clinton?
John Kerry. John Kerry was absolutely trash, bro. And I went and I just remember like maybe three quarters of the way is probably more accurate in his speech. I was just like, this is terrible, dude. Like I just was bored and I went and got some food in Tacoma. You know what I'm saying? That was the extent of it. So what I'm saying is, it's like, I you know, would I have shooken John Kerry's hand? Yes. You know what I'm saying? I would have. I would have been like, you know, pleasure, sir. You know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't, I don't know. I don't like that he's painted, he put himself in a situation where his presidency is not, it's not respected anymore. It's just not. And it's his own doing.
Well, and it is his own doing because, well, and that's where you can kind of get into like, how much was the polar opposite kind of like predicted in a way that was going to happen. Cause being Trump in office, doing what he did, you had to have known that if they got back in right after you, they're going to go hard the complete opposite fucking way.
Yeah.
So I think just that change is, regardless of what the reasoning behind it or whatever, made people go, whoa, hold the fuck up.
Yeah.
And then on top of it, all the weird shit, all the corrupt shit, all the legal shit,
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes. So doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Fucking shit with his kids, with fucking Hunter, everything. On top of that, now people are like, the majority of people are going, fuck this guy.
Yeah. No, 100%, man. I'm more trying to emphasize that it's just not the same. You know, the presidency, listen, I understand that in hindsight, now that like eyes have been opened, myself included, right? I voted for Obama. I remember being like, man, this guy's going to bring some real change. I was dumb. I was stupid. I was younger, you know? And I've talked about that before. But, like, I just have always grown up with, like, the president is a respected position.
Mm-hmm.
And whether you like them or you don't like them, you know, you never wish ill will on them. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can thoroughly disagree with their policies. You can, you know, you not like them as a person. You should respect them. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're the person you should respect. But that's gone. You know what I'm saying? That's gone. And even like, you know, going through, it didn't take me long to find out Obama was a piece of shit. You know, honestly, I remember being excited, but I remember also at that time period where I was just like, this motherfucker's not doing what he said he was going to. You know what I mean? Like this whole change, what change are we talking about? We're not talking about any change. Nothing's happening. You know what I mean? Like this dude's a talking head. And I remember thinking that, which is.
Or is he?
Well, it was changed for the worse, you know, for sure.
No, I mean, is he a talking head?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sure because, they all are at this point.
Because now. James O'Keefe has come out with that fucking video.
And apparently, that's true. Yeah.
Apparently, him, Barack Obama, and Hillary Clinton are still working behind the scenes at the White House. So, if there isn't high up people, asking questions about this, like, what the fuck?
Well, so we don't. You can play if you want to. Obviously,
I don't think I'm going to play the whole that whole video.
James O'Keefe supposedly met, and I don't even know much about this. I know you kind of brought this up, but James O'Keefe met with someone or somebody from his thing met with somebody who was claiming what? What were they claiming?
They were claiming. One sec, fucking.
Did you save it here? All right, here. Uncovers who is really running the White House. Undercover cameras catch special advisor SBA or it's a S. Does that say SBA?
SBA Gov. That's his at.
Call former Facebook board member, and there's a bunch of fucking shit. Jeff Zients. Yeah.
Quote, the second most powerful person in Washington, where, quote, whatever the guy says is what the president says, is apparently this special advisor that used to be.
So asked by OMG's America's Swiper Citizen journalist, is Jeff Zients more powerful than Kamala? Robinson confirms, yeah. Robinson also says that Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are still involved behind the scenes at the White House. So Tyler Robinson, special advisor to the chief of staff of Administrator SBA Isabel Guzman, details how, I hate when they do this shit with
when they put the ads.
How the White House directs SBA Isabel Guzman to campaign for POTUS so constantly that, quote, Guzman is the most traveled member of the cabinet, like pretty much every single week. Under the guise of talking to small business owner, Guzman travels across the country to help elect Democrats, especially swing state Democrats like Senator Tester. The White House, this is a quote, the White House was like, yes, go. Invite Senator Tester. Don't invite the other senators because he's a Republican. And don't invite the two members of Congress because they're Republicans. Such actions may be considered potential violations of the Hatch Act, which restricts federal employees from taking an active part of partisan political management and forbids them from campaigning for or against candidates. Mm. The last part here says, Robinson says Guzman's, quote, as a spokesperson for Biden. She acts as a spokesperson for Biden as, quote, we tried to visit with a member of Congress if they're a Democrat just because they can help them get reelected as well. So, I mean, look, I think you guys can all find this video. Every time we play these, I feel like they drag. You know, the one thing about these kind of videos that's always bothered me, not saying that I don't believe them because I do. I think he's found some really amazing shit.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, a lot of that shit gets bypassed by other news and forgotten about. And I'm not talking about him, O'Keefe, as a person. I know nothing about it. I know there's controversy and all those other things, and I'm not going there. But the one issue with these things is you get this one person, okay, mm-hmm. and they're at a dinner with some girl or with some guy or whoever it is.
Yeah.
And in this, if you're going to go into government and you're going to be a part of campaigning and you're an advisor and you're all this, I already feel like you have to have like this fucking dumb personality. Like, you have to have, like, this fucking chest-pounding, like, I'm better than people. That's the kind of envision I have. Like, a power-seeking, like, they want to be involved in politics. They want power. They want... I feel like all of them have that, like, urge inside of them, the craving inside of them to have. So, with that said, I want you to answer, like, what you think of this, but you sit this person down and you ask questions, they're going to, like, bolster themselves.
Yeah.
And they're going to say things and they're going to try to make themselves seem more powerful.
But this, the stuff he's saying isn't about him.
I know it's not about him per se, but I'm just saying, like, he's associated with powerful people. Mm. And how powerful are they really?
That's kind of how you get the information, right? You lead to their ego.
Oh, for sure.
And that's, you get them feeling like, oh yeah, I fucking work with these people. Yeah.
But you know,
we fucking do that. And then that's how you get this, the shit that he gets.
I agree. And it's good shit. It's good shit.
Right? More than the person that used to be the board member at Facebook, having more power, being the second most powerful person in our government. That is weird.
That's very weird.
That's weird to me.
But we've talked about that.
But also,
we talked about it.
Obama and Hillary Clinton still working behind the scenes is also weird.
And we talked about that as well.
Yeah. But this just lends proof that the people saying that Biden's a puppet and fucking Obama's running shit and this, he got other people, like, that lends to that being truth now.
For sure. Absolutely. Like, we've already had the discussion about there's no way that this man's leading our country. There's no way that Joe Biden, we've heard him talk even today. There's no way that that man is making comprehensive thought of how to actually take action on anything. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's a war situation, whether it's, you know, the taxes or the fucking inflation, like he is not deciding shit.
No,
he can't. He can't decide when he has to go to the bathroom. He's not going to decide about how to fix inflation.
He can't decipher what is reality and what's not.
No. So somebody is running the show. We've all said that. Now, obviously, Obama's the go-to because, it, you know, he was the former president. Obviously, he served his term and could not run again.
Well, it's not just that, though. He's said multiple times what I would do to just be some, be in a basement somewhere and then running things from there.
Yeah.
And he, and somebody else doing the upfront stuff. And then we've seen him doing fucking trips to fucking Europe and talking to these fucking people like, what the fuck are you doing? Well, now we know. He's actually, he's fucking running shit behind the scenes.
What I'll say is I don't believe 100% of this guy.
This guy?
I don't. But I believe that what he's saying, there's some truth behind it. And I think it, it validates a lot of the conversations.
At the very least, it should lead to some kind of like looking into.
Yeah, 100%.
By people that have the ability to do that.
It's enough for me to go, yeah, something's wrong. But I, anytime I see these, I just, I always go like, I doubt all this is 100% true. You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like they're going to fluff it up. The other thing is, like, listen, I've met a ton of new people. You've met new people in your life. Mm-hmm. Everybody listening's met new people. You go out to dinner. It's been a long time since I had something like that. But a colleague, right? You meet somebody new at work or something. That's probably the best example. Who's just, like, spilling the beans that fast?
Well, I mean, I,
that's ego.
I don't know who this is he's actually having dinner with.
But either way,
like,
man.
Is this, did O'Keefe infiltrate somebody he had already been being friends with?
Maybe. But the point is like you have this secret that there's other people running the government. You know it's true. Like this guy supposedly knows it's true, right? The Obamas, the Clintons, the fucking, you know, they're all helping run this shit.
Yeah.
You're just going to just talk about that willy-nilly. They're going to let you talk about that willy-nilly. Like, I feel like when they, you know, hey, listen, whatever his name is, shut the fuck up. Don't say a fucking word about it. We'll kill you. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what I think. I figure Clinton's like, I got a list.
All guarantees saying that they're saying that now.
I feel like they say that precursor. Like, listen, you know Miss Hillary back here? You know what she does? You know what I'm saying? She likes those trees with the nooses and the shotgun 20 feet away. That's her, baby. Don't do it.
Well, yeah, you know what I mean? You'd think, but I mean, like you said, people are fucking dumb.
I think ego gets in the way with these people. That's ultimately what it is.
Ego, you get a couple drinks in them, and they're just, you've seen the people that are working in this fucking administration. Yeah. A lot of them aren't the fucking top of the fucking food chain candidates.
That's the same reason that I don't believe everything, is because when you have ego, you start to elaborate. Just like Joe Biden, he elaborates these stories, right? It goes from like, hey, I, guess what? You know, Barack Obama is actually running some shit. You know what I mean? Like that, oh, really? Okay. But then it's like, yeah, this person is the second most powerful person. Yeah, and I know that person. I worked with him. You know what I mean? Like, I'm powerful because I worked with the second most powerful. Yeah. You know, I just like, is that true? That's not the point. Really, the point is something is happening outside of Biden and Kamala, who is supposed to be the leaders of this country.
Yeah.
Something is happening and the things that we've talked about in the past and everybody in here has brought up in the past, there's some validation to that, and it deserves to be looked at.
For sure.
Because, like, I feel like there's some, like, if there was ever a connection that Barack Obama was actually running shit, like, he was making decisions.
He was making calls and, like, or he was even in there as an advisor. Like, yeah.
Dictating, you know, whatever the fucking shit that they signed. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's that called?
Executive orders.
Whatever it is, there has to be something illegal about that. You served your term. You should not have any say.
You weren't voted in. And you weren't brought in. Officially, by administration.
You're not in the cabinet.
So, what the fuck are you doing?
Can you even serve in the cabinet after you've been president? I don't know that you can. I don't know.
I don't know. But I know you can't just be some random fucking dude that they're taking advice from and listening to without the people fucking knowing about it.
It's not that. Listen, I'm not convinced like that every president doesn't do it, right? I could see any president calling a former president somebody that they know, right? And say, hey, man, I'm dealing with this shit. We got any ideas? Like, I'm fucking stuck here. You know, that's fine. You get some help, you get some advice, fine. But if you're looking into it,
would have to see like how involved are they?
I don't really care. I don't care about opinions. That's what I'm trying to say. I call other stores if I need help and be like, hey, man, I'm stuck. Yo, what do you got for me?
Yeah.
I don't care if somebody's like, listen, man, what would you do, Brock? What would you do? There's a war going on. How would you handle this, man? Like, that's fine. But if you're running shit, you're making policy, you're, hey, here, Joe, I think you should sign that executive order. It's going to, you know, you're right, Brock. I should sign that. You know,
My grandpa did the same thing.
Did you?
And he's not with us anymore. He got eaten by cannibals.
Oh, Finnegan. Did you hear about that 8-year-old flipping me off, old Brock? And he's like, shut up, Joe. Shut up, Joe. It's weird.
It's weird. And
we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Like I said, if anything, this being brought up or brought to light that they are involved in some way behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And there is more powerful people there than the people that should be powerful.
Yeah.
That needs to be looked into by the people that are going to look into that shit. That needs to be looked into by Congress. That needs to be looked into. Like,
agreed.
Agreed. No questions asked.
Agreed. My cynical mind says, like, nothing's coming from this. I don't see it. I just don't see it, man. I don't see anything happening.
Like, I don't see an investigation happening.
No, fuck but, no.
I mean, more information being presented on through this kind of realm of information, maybe.
This dude's dead. He's good as gone, man. He's dead like Brazilian fucking bank guy.
Dude, how do you think he might end up being gone?
It wouldn't shock me.
Like, if you're saying shit like that, saying like, hey, the people running shit aren't actually the people running shit.
Yeah, I mean, if he actually brought up the names Hillary, Brock.
And then that guy disappears, then you're like, oh, dude. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, so listen, I don't think anything's going on. I think what it does, it validates a little bit in all of our minds that think that something else is going on. Truth of the matter is we're fast approaching a new election.
Mm-hmm.
We really are. And fingers crossed. That Joe Biden will not be in office at some point. And maybe that's what they're banking on. You know, maybe they're just banking on, listen, the Biden story that, you know, the fucking his son, the way he is, these stories that are coming out like this, like part of me feels like the Democrats as a whole are just like, we only have to like maintain this for a couple more months. I think they may know that they're going to lose. Because the thing, the buildup for the whole the cheating thing, you know, the whole fraud thing, doesn't seem well planned, man. Like, if you're running with Joe, if that's who you're running with, right, which seemingly is who
Well, what other options do they have?
They have options. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not saying they're good options, but they have people that they could put on a ballot. I'm not saying they're good people, but, like, Gavin Newsom is a piece of shit, but he is a better name than Joe Biden
there's
at this
people,
point.
There's people saying that he's still going to be end up being a candidate.
I don't think so, man.
Fucking Joe Rogan on an episode came out and said that he thinks Biden's going to be gone next month.
I get that. I get
which
I
that's
get
just absolute fucking who the fuck knows.
Yeah, no one knows that, but I understand that. Sure, you could pop somebody in really quick. You know, I'm just saying if you're running with Joe at this point, and if Joe is the candidate, then you've given up. I think because they're just going well. It's the best way. It's, you know, if he wins, he wins. You know, like, I don't know. I guess they could try to cheat the whole thing, but if it was a different name, I could see the cheating thing being a lot more successful. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like he's not gained in numbers. He's definitely lost in numbers.
And he's still losing in numbers.
He's still losing. He's losing the black vote, I think, in a lot of ways. I think he's losing the young vote in a lot of ways. And Trump's, you know, he's hit and miss, man. You know, I he's better. You know what I'm saying? I like Trump. I think, you know, I think Trump would obviously be better. But, like, you know, Trump has his own things, too. Like, he's got a battle with votes and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's got some people to win over still. And we people need to go out strong. They need to vote for him. They need to show up and vote. Because four more years of Biden is just a scary thought.
It'd be the end.
Well, I want to think that we're resilient enough to make it through that. I think it would be... Something bad would have to happen at some point if that was the case. I don't think it would be the end, but I think it would be the beginning of something drastic.
It would
happening.
Get fucking rough, dude.
It would get rough. Yeah, I don't mean, I'm not saying that to be like that. I don't want to be like, you see a lot of like YouTubers like, oh, man,
fucking World yeah. War
together. No, listen, like, I don't want civil war. I don't want any conflict, but I'm just saying at a certain point, man, like, what are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to do? Like, the stuff that's happening, like, if we continue in the same trend of inflation, same trend of, you know, food, like the whole thing, everything about it, right? Like jobs, the whole nine. I don't know how you go 4 more years of it, man. I just don't know how, and not just that, but world conflict, I think is the most important thing. Like inflation, there's ups, there's downs, you know, there's all kinds of shit. But the world conflict is getting a little out of hand.
It's getting crazy.
It's getting out of hand. And we don't have a leader who's putting their fucking foot down and trying to tame that shit. And unfortunately, when, you know, we talk about Israel and Gaza and you talk about Iran, mm-hmm. you see Ukraine is kind of like the redheaded stepchild now because there's a new cooler.
What about fucking, me, guys?
Yeah, there's a new cooler
you war. Do you see the what he came out? I don't remember what it was, but there's a, like a video of him doing an interview. And he's like, they're giving money to Israel.
Yeah.
Why don't they give money to us?
Yeah, because you keep fucking, because you're corrupt. You keep fucking taking our money.
But then the GOP just came out and passed a fucking bill, giving them like $63 billion.
Yeah.
And then I think it was giving money to them and Israel, I think it was.
Something needs to be fixed. It needs to be fixed. You know, like something needs to be fixed. One thing that Joe was talking, he brought Joe Rogan up. He was talking about AI. He's like, the one thing I think that would be beneficial with AI is that he was talking, and he's obviously talking out his ass. He doesn't know either, but it kind of makes sense. The one thing about AI that I think could be a positive was like, especially with like omnibus bills or like any of those mm-hmm. big bills that are 12,000 pages long, whatever the fuck they are. He's like, the one thing about AI that would be interesting was that even right now you can go to a website with AI programs and they can give you a breakdown of bullet points of all the important things that this website has. And he's like, so in the future, you know, these bills that
publicly
are
publicly available before, well, no. before him.
He's saying the bills that are 12,000 pages long that no one can fucking read, 3,000, yeah. you know, you got one evening to fucking read it, right? He's like, AI could potentially break those down into readable, understandable things so that people would actually know what the bill's filled with. And we could, because there's something wrong, and he even said it, and I know Joe's a little more left-leaning, obviously, but he was saying, like, it's fucking bullshit that you can tie in Ukrainian money with fucking firefighters, or Ukrainian money with Hawaiian money for the fucking fires.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't be able to do that. And we all know the game plan, right? They make this bill, and they say...
Sneak in little shit for all kinds of stuff
they want to do. Yeah, they'll say, you know, the save... What was it, Maui or where was that in Hawaii?
Maui.
You know, the fire, you know, preservation, like whatever. You know, it's going to give everybody thousands of dollars. They make that bill and then they tie in Ukraine mm-hmm. a bunch of money. Then the Republicans go like, fuck no, we're not going to support that. You're fucking giving that it fails. And then the Democrats come out and say, see,
they're not supporting
the Republicans don't want to support Hawaii. Yeah. That has nothing to do with it. And you hear that all the time. You always hear the Democrats, and I'm not saying Republicans don't, they do the same thing. But you always hear Democrats come out and say, you remember when they didn't support the bill to, you know, give mental health to fucking veterans?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, fuck off. It had nothing to do. We want to help the veterans, but you fucking put in $20 billion.
All this bullshit for no reason.
Yeah. It should be one for one for one for one, man. Like, that's how it should fucking be. And I know they say, well, there's not enough time to do all of them. Bullshit. If you put out a thing that says,
we don't need to be doing that many of them.
No, but you get paid a lot of money to be in there, which most people don't even show up to that shit. They don't even show up to these fucking votes. They just do it online. They're taking a shit on the toilet and they're like, yeah, you know, they fucking, you know what I mean? Or nay. The thing is listen, your job is to sign these bills. And if you came out the bill and if everything was just like, this bill is one thing, this bill is for funding for people that lost their homes to the fires in Hawaii.
Yep.
Okay. That would take 5 fucking seconds to fucking pass. 5 seconds.
And it'd only be like,
hey, guys, you want to give money to the citizens who lost their house on fire? Everybody, yes. Move on. Next one. Okay, what do we got? $63 million for Ukraine. Nay. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Like, it's fucking easy. It'd make everything so much easier.
It makes it so much easier because, like, you just know what it is. You already know if you're going to vote for it or not, dude. You want to save kittens.
And then you could set up a fucking website or, like, an AI thing, like you're saying, where everything on the docket is listed for what's going to be voted for, and it's only that thing. Then the American people could look and say, oh, okay. You could even set it up to where the American people can do a preliminary vote on what they support and what they don't support. And then when it goes to the House or to the Senate, they can look at, the American people will look at these, this one, they like this one. Oh, they don't like that one so much. And then at that point, then now you have the information of what the American people want, and you can be held accountable for the fucking fuckery that goes on.
It's sad. It's sad how complicated this shit has to be. You know what I'm saying?
They make it that way on purpose.
I don't know why. I don't even know why we got on this topic.
I don't know either.
I don't know where the fuck it fell into this shit. You know, we got a couple minutes. Last thing I'll say, I want to talk about the Dubai shit.
Oh, yeah, dude.
The Dubai shit, man.
That's crazy.
It's weird how they're playing around. So, listen, obviously, the conspiracy-minded come out and they say this is weather modifications. I think there's some evidence for it, quite honestly. But that's the first thing, right? Like, first thing you see is absolutely, if you go...
Absolute destruction.
Yeah, if you go to my Welcome TikTok, back. I Only saved a couple of things.
Police chasing a drone across the city at more than 100 still up. Miles an hour.
The drone? We haven't done one since the drone?
I don't know.
Okay, so the airplane's landing in a fucking lake. You know what I'm saying? It looks like a lake. It's not really a lake, but... this video here is the airplanes landing. The third one is the video of the airplanes.
Flight schedule.
Yeah, this is fucking crazy. I'll just mute this.
It's not really a lake, but it's flooding so bad.
So bad that the runways look like a fucking lake.
There's no way. Well, I would just be like, land somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? That's not safe. That can't be safe. Okay. Did you show? You showed, right?
Yeah. There's so much water.
There's so much water. So much wind. Okay, if you go to the first video, it actually gives a really fast, sped up kind of account. And the first part of the video is this wild. Yeah. Look at just the way that it's fucking blown around. And
so this is the time lapse?
It's like sped up. And it's multiple videos of it.
Oh, okay.
It's multiple videos. But it shows like the, there's like this one part of this where like people are running.
Oh, it's like the winds with all the sand and shit. Fuck.
Fucking blowing shit over. Fucking people grabbing onto shit, running for their lives, man. Heavy, heavy rains. Major lightning, dude.
Whoa.
See, now I don't know if that's Dubai, bro. I got to be honest with you. I feel like some of these are not Dubai.
Yeah.
Get out of this. So if you go to the next one, there is, the other one was. The second one here is the actual, is this even Dubai? I can't tell, dude. That doesn't look like Dubai either. Dubai's a fucking...
Oh, I've seen this.
Yeah, that's not Dubai, dude.
No, I think this is Dubai, but I've seen where everything turns green.
I don't know, dude. I don't know if that is. I feel like Dubai's a fucking desert.
No.
Fuck any of this shit.
The whole city is a huge fucking thing they developed, dude.
I know, but it just... I don't know, man. Regardless... There's crazy shit going on. And the first thing you hear after the videos, which, you know, this is what the problem with all these videos are, man. And we've all got burned with this. Greg, myself, you, everybody gets burned with this. They fucking make a video that's like 20 years old and they're like making it relevant to now.
Yeah.
Regardless of all that shit, the point is there's massive rain happening in Dubai. There's massive flooding happening. And then it comes out with like, they did it themselves with weather modification.
Apparently they were like doing the cloud seeding or whatever. Or whatever technology they were using to test to bring rain to the area. And then it just never stopped raining.
And so I want to be very clear that, like, they do absolutely do. And I found this article from BBC, which you can find if you want to. I have it on my phone here, but it's from BBC News. And it says, what is cloud seeding and did it cause the Dubai flooding? Mm. Pretty basic title, right? Yeah. BBC News, taken for what they are. Okay. But they obviously got extreme rainfall. Okay, massive amounts of water. And we see some of the videos. The one with the airplane absolutely was Dubai. We've seen multiple videos from that. The question is they talk about what role does climate change have? Fuck that. What is cloud seeding and did it play a role? So cloud seeding involves manipulating existing clouds to help produce more rain. And so they actually looked it up and it says, in the hours that followed the floods, some social media users were quick to wrongfully attribute the extreme weather on cloud seeding. So So they're saying that it's not true. While BBC has been able to independently verify when cloud seeding took place, experts say that at best it would only cause minor effects. Okay.
Oh, so they are doing cloud seeding.
Well, it says earlier reports by Bloomberg suggested seeding planes were deployed on Sunday and Monday, but not on Tuesday when the flooding happened.
Okay.
Which
doesn't really mean shit.
I'm like, listen, you plant your seed, it takes a little time. You know what I'm saying? So, like, what's the difference? You know, that's how I'm looking at it.
So, basically, what happened is, I'm making this up. The cloud seeding guys in the fucking airplanes are flying through clouds, and Carl in the fucking back runs the fucking seeder. Yeah. He's fucking and they're fucking seeding away, and the guy's like, all right, man, that's enough. And he goes, what? And he fucking just blows the whole rest of their load out. And then they're like, that was too much seed, Carl.
Yeah, you don't hear that's too much seed like, very often.
It'll be fine.
Yeah, it's only on porn sites. Too much. You know, like that kind of shit. Listen, there's no direct proof that there is or isn't.
They admitted there is seeding. But they said there's no proof that this caused it.
Yeah. So I believe that there's a lot more to the whole seeding thing than they are letting us know. I believe there's a lot more weather manipulation possibilities than they tell the public.
Oh, for sure.
What the guy was trying to say was that it's so bad that in his opinion, seeding would have taken more things happening than just the seeding, right? Like, the clouds had to be perfect. They already had to have heavy rain, condensation or whatever however that works. The way that the storm came in, the winds and stuff, that it could have added to that, but that storm was already coming and already happening. That's what they're trying to say. Now, you can take that for however you want to. I want to believe that they did seed. We know that Dubai is very, very dry, but we also do know historically that in that area, they can have extreme storms. But it's dry as fuck and hot as fuck most of the time, right? Yeah. Like, even here in Texas, very hot. But when we get storms, we get fucking storms, bro, and they're fun. Yeah. So I understand that. But, like, don't just dismiss it as, like, no, that's not true. You know? We don't know how much seed they use.
How do you know? Yeah, you don't. You say there's no proof that this caused the widespread flooding and stuff that there is. But how do you know that it wouldn't have been that bad if they wouldn't have done it in the first place?
Old Greg's on here, man. Greg, fucking love you, dude. He said they can cloud seed and flood Dubai, but they can't put out the Maui fires or the California fires. Mm. Yeah. I mean, I think that's true, Greg. I think it's true, man. I wish you were here for this conversation. I think that's true. I will say this. Dubai loves to spend money on shit.
Oh, yeah.
It is insane how much money they spend and how much money is in that fucking culture with everybody driving fucking... They actually said
oil, bro.
They said the other day that, like, there are so many supercars and so many hundreds of thousands, like, you know, Range Rovers and fucking Ferraris, Porsches, Lamborghini, the whole nine, you name it right through there. Mm-hmm. They said that there's so many that no longer satisfies the high class. Like, because if you own a Lamborghini, like, if you were here and you own a Lamborghini, there's only a couple people that have Lamborghinis around that drive around. So you're special.
But there's so many there.
But there's so many that they have to find other ways to, like, show status. So the new status for them when it comes to cars is the license plates. And so the richest people will pay for a license plate with the lowest number. So if you see a Lamborghini in Dubai that has a license plate that says 1, that guy paid millions of dollars to get that license plate.
That's stupid.
And it's the only way that they can, because there's so many of them. That's the only way they can stand out. So when you're in Dubai and you look at license, well, I'm not saying every one of them does it, but that is the class status for them. And so when you go and you see all these Lamborghinis, you look, the ones that have the lowest number, those are probably the richest of those people.
You're wanting to flaunt how rich you are.
Yeah.
In a city full of the richest of richest people, everyone drives fucking Lamborghinis. And the way you're going to do that is you're going to buy a customized license plate.
What other option do you
have? You're a fucktard.
What other option do you have?
Like, there's all kinds of fucking shit you could do.
No, but you're missing the point. The thing is like, listen, when you think of, like, what is the I'm not saying I like it or
I'm
you
gonna,
like it.
I'm going to a fucking flying car developed, and that's what I'm going to be driving around.
Yeah, sure. I get that. But like,
Spending that much.
But I'm just saying, like, if you think of like your childhood or adulthood, like if you think of a car that exemplifies wealth, right? If you see a person in that car, you know that person is very successful, like a Lamborghini, right? Mm-hmm. If you see a beautiful Lamborghini, you're like, what did that guy do? You know what I'm saying? Because like, that's not just like normal people just don't even think that's a real thing. You know what I'm saying? So like if there's
go vintage.
Well, but even then there's other, you know, like now if you have a 1-of-1, but the problem with that is even that 1-of-1, because it's a custom color or something, like there's still cars that look like that car.
Well, yeah. But I'm saying, like, you just, instead of buying new Lamborghinis, now you buy a vintage fucking Rolls Royce.
Sure.
Or you fucking buy a vintage Mercedes. Sure. Or you vintage fucking, or even vintage Lambos or vintage Ferraris.
But the problem is, and they do, I think a lot of them probably do, but like, if you go into like Pebble Beach or whatever and they have the car show and just the most amazing cars, man, you've ever seen, right? Very rare, very expensive cars, right?
Yeah.
The one thing with Dubai, and obviously they can ship them, and they absolutely do. They absolutely ship cars back and forth, no doubt. But I just think, like, it's just, they're there. They're readily available. One dude was coming from Dubai, came to the States, shipped his car, shipped his fucking Lamborghini over here. Got pulled over. The guy's like, I need your license. And he's like, I'm from Dubai. And he's like, yeah, well, the car is here. And he's like, I shipped it here. And the guy's like, why? And he's like, because I was here for a week. Like, he just wanted his fuck. That's how much fucking money they have, man.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, like, it's weird that, like, you're so into the class and who has the most that, like, when you get that achievement, I'll say this achievement, of a Lamborghini, that's not good enough. You have to, like, well, my Lamborghini is with license plate number 5. And the guy's like, well, I got number 1, bitch. I paid more than you.
That's so petty.
It's right?
That's so petty.
It's a fucking pissing contest, man. If it was me, I'd just be like, I don't care if my Lamborghini is missing 2 tires. I want it. You know what I'm saying? Like, God damn, dude. Yeah.
Huh. I mean, to have those problems, though.
I mean, listen, I don't know. I'm
like the problem you have because you're so rich. Oh, it's you're not number 1 on the license plate list.
I can't even comprehend that, man. The average person can't comprehend it. They can't comprehend it.
Oh, God.
They just leave them. In Dubai, there's just like literal like wrecking yards filled with Lamborghinis. They just have them and then they just dump them. They just get a new one.
I wonder why somebody hasn't gone over there and bought up a bunch of them and start reselling them.
I don't know how that transition works for, you know what I mean? But they go over there and there's whole lots of just dust-covered Lamborghinis, bro. And it's just like, what? What?
Buy those things up on clearance.
If that was an American with that, they would be fucking waxing that fucker every day. Like, you know, yeah. I thought this is the... Because, like, if you... I'm not saying you have to like Lamborghinis, but I'm saying we know what the symbolism of a Lamborghini is.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, whether you like them or not. If that was in your garage and you worked your ass off and created this company or whatever it was and you got a Lamborghini, you'd be like, fuck, yes, holy shit, it's a fucking Lamborghini. Like, I would be treasuring that thing, bro. And they're just like, ah, fucking next one. You know, like, it's weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
That's a weird, crazy amount of money. God damn.
Unfathomable.
Anyways, fuck Joe Biden. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck that guy. That fucking crazy loon. Greg, wish you were here, my friend. I know you're in the chats right now, but... miss you on the show. It's fun though, man. It's fun. Good times. Love you guys. Thanks for joining us early.
Yes, early show tonight. Early. If you guys haven't already, thank you everyone that's on Patreon in this live chat right now.
Word.
If you guys want to join in on the lives, make sure you sign up for Patreon. Every tier gets the live show. Come on over.
I have nothing else to say. You're awesome. Cheers.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime.
depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.